You know, if I see a preacher that, you know, is making millions of dollars, driving fancy cars, preaching a watered-down prosperity message for filthy lucre's sake, that tells you that guy doesn't have any faith. He doesn't even believe that there is a heaven. He's trying to make his own heaven right now. He's not trying to lay up any rewards in heaven. He's trying to get it all right now. I mean, think about it. I mean, if let's say Joel Osteen tomorrow, you know, if you actually even were to be so deluded as to think that he even believes the gospel or is even saved. I mean, let's say Joel Osteen just decided in his heart, I don't believe the Bible's real at all. I think the Bible's a fairy tale. I mean, good night. Why change jobs? You're a multimillionaire. You're famous. Everybody loves you and thinks you're wonderful. Look, these guys are in it for the wrong reasons. Because they don't have any faith. They're not living for that heavenly country and the heavenly city and laying up treasures in heaven. They're not choosing to suffer affliction with the people of God, rather to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, because they don't even have any faith that the recompense of the reward is even there. Now look at Hebrews 11. Let's move on quickly. I want to get through more of this morning. Look down at your Bible there.